Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bailey Smith, and she is the Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Bailey.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Bailey, the other day I saw that there's some changes related to the Young Professionals Group. So what's happening?
So the Young Professionals have gone through a little bit of a rebranding, and they've changed their name to Atlantic Rising, and we've also raised the age limit. It used to be 20 to 40, and now we've made it 20 to 45 to try and get more participation. And the mission of Atlantic Rising is to engage, attract, and connect young leaders in the area. It's a great networking opportunity for young professionals to meet other young professionals, have fun, and also do service projects as well, like cleaning up the community.
I know we want to talk some more about some specifics, but Bailey, I'm thinking about, you know, sometimes companies change managers and we get young people in here. There are local young people who are working, and it has to be kind of a challenge when you come into a community new, you're starting a new business, to kind of get acquainted.
Yeah, and you don't know anyone, and you're trying to make business connections, but also just make friends. And so it's a really good group to help you meet people, network, and maybe gain some new business, but also make some friends in the new community that you've came to.
Okay. So we have to think now. We could still call them young professionals, but their official name is Atlantic Rising. And they are taking on some new projects.
Yes. So the Atlantic Rising Group is going to be taking over the Easter egg hunt that has previously been ran by Atlantic Specialty Care. Kelly Jimerson with Atlantic Specialty Care is going to help us do the fundraising aspect. We don't plan on changing anything, but we're going to be hosting it March 31st at City Park. It'll start at 10:30, and there'll be four different age groups for it as well.
And that, I'm not into Easter egg hunts. I don't have any little kids or grandkids, but I know that kids love that event.
The Easter egg hunt in Atlantic's very large. They average about 500 kids that come, and the eggs are picked up within about 10 minutes. So get there early. We start right at 10:30 on the dot.
And of course, a lot of work has to be done before that. You mentioned funds, but what about all those eggs? Somebody's got to take care of those.
There's 15,000 eggs that we will be filling with candy. We've got some groups that are helping us out to do that, but if you like to volunteer, I will not turn you away if you'd like to come down to the depot for an afternoon and stuff some eggs.
And you could just visit with Ashley and Bailey, and or bring some friends and have a little cup of coffee and whatever, just have a good time. Be a good way to really support the community and support Atlantic Rising. So that's a big project. What else do they have in mind?
We have recently taken over the Christmas box program that was previously ran by the Atlantic JCs, and so it's going to be Atlantic Rising's big service project for the year. So February 3rd, we will be hosting a trivia night at the venue, and all the money raised from registrations will go towards this Christmas box program. It serves about 100 families in the area every year, so we're really excited about it, and we're happy to take it on. You can go to AtlanticIowa.com to register. You can register up to 6 to 10 people for $150, and it's a good opportunity to meet people, network, and have fun.
See how smart you are, I think. So everybody's invited. That participation is not just for Atlantic Rising. This is a public thing. Everybody's invited.
Correct. Yep. It doesn't matter. You can be over the age of 45 or younger than 20. We won't turn you away. It's for everyone to come have fun.
And you could come from wherever. You don't have to be in Atlantic.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So I know those have gotten kind of popular. I think people must have a lot of fun seeing, what crazy answer they come up with, or maybe it's a little competitive.
It's really competitive. You want to, at the end of the night, you want to be the winner. And so it brings out people's competitive side, but also it's a fun night for everyone.
Okay. So that trivia night is when?
February 3rd at the venue.
Okay, that's just around the corner. So be sure to go on to AtlanticIowa.com and you can find out more about that or get registered for that. Well, now, you know, you said this is fun and it's community service, and mostly we've talked about community service. What are some of the things that they do just to have fun?
We do little social networking outings. We just recently had an ugly sweater party in December at Rumors. We had a bunch of people show up in fun sweaters, and we bowled, and it was just a nice chance to kind of let loose after the work day and have fun. So we'll be doing some of those periodically throughout the year. Not necessarily an ugly sweater party every time, but just little fun social networking opportunities for people.
Okay, so anybody that would be interested in that age group, I'm saying, are they eligible to be participation, or do you have to be in business?
You don't have to be in business. You can be
maybe a stay-at-home mom.
You can be a stay-at-home mom if you want to go out and meet people. We do. It is a dues-based group, which is new this year. So it'll be $10 for the whole year. It gets you a T-shirt that you can wear at all of our gatherings. You spend $10 buying some candy. So it's very minimal. But no, anyone, businesses, teachers, stay-at-home moms, just anyone who's new or not new that wants to meet people.
Yeah, sometimes the people been here a long time need to get out, because then they meet the new people. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of smiling when you say $10. I was expecting more than that, because I don't know, some of the coffee fiends spend way more than $10.
Yeah, you can spend more than $10 on a large coffee, so it's not going to break the bank if you want to join and give back to the community and have fun.
Very good. So, Bailey, I've heard you, as we're visiting several times, say, "We." So that says that you're part of this group?
I am part of the group. So is Ashley. We're really excited about it. We have fun. We like to have fun. So we're hoping to see a lot of other people our age and older join.
You bet. So are there some things we outside of Atlantic Rising that's coming up from the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce? Doing anything for February, for Valentine's Day? Doing anything for sesquicentennial? Anything coming up that you want to mention?
The Chamber will be helping sell T-shirts for the 150. When those are available, we'll make sure to get advertising out so everyone knows when to come grab those. But January through March is kind of the Chamber's planning months. We spend it trying to come up with new ideas for the year. And in February, we'll start our big fundraiser. We go out to our membership and get sponsorships for the year. So that's our big focus, along with this rebranding of Atlantic Rising.
Yeah, you have to, well, it's good to be able to have some planning time in there to take off, because the weather turns warm and starts getting spring, and you guys are out there doing stuff.
Yeah, once April hits, we've got events every month. We've got Produce in the Park. We have the Atlantic Rising Awards Gala. Then you've got Atlantic Fest and Coke Days, Fireman's Parade, and then Christmas is here before you know it. So we like to take the beginning of the year to plan it all. Yeah.
My goodness, you did make that year go by really fast, Bailey. But that's the way things go. Now, the other thing we should mention is, I know that you have people stop in here outside of Atlantic to get information. So that's another one of your jobs.
Yep. We not only are community event planners and also business-based organization, we're also the tourism office. So we get, especially in the summertime, 10 to 20 people a week that come into the depot asking for things to do in the community, places to eat, and we are always happy to recommend our membership to those and give them things to do while they're here.
And you also have information about other places throughout the state of Iowa.
Yeah, we have brochures from all over the state, little hot spots that towns advertise, but we also have information on Cass County and all the surrounding towns in Cass County, but also tourist attractions that each town has as well. So if they've been in Atlantic for a couple days and want to see some other stuff, we'll tell them to head out to the Lake in Anita or the Hitchcock House or hit up the museum in Griswold, just to give them some other things to see while they're here.
Okay. And they can get that information here. Again, Bailey, for all this kind of information, you have a website.
Yes, AtlanticIowa.com is your one stop to get all information Atlantic. It's got the chamber, the city, and the parks department on it, and the county. And it has information on every single community in Cass County. So if you have a question, I highly recommend going to the website. It'll more than likely answer it for you.
And what about Facebook?
We also have a Facebook page, Atlantic Area Chamber, where we post updates on events, contests we're having, information about businesses as well. So that's also a good place to go look.
Okay, thank you very much, Bailey Smith, Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, for kind of reviewing with us and also bringing us up to date on Atlantic Rising, formerly the Young Professionals Group. So until next time, here's a thought. Every successful individual knows his or her achievement depends on a community working together.